Hey everyone, Matt from soundrolling.com. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Currently it has been absolutely mental, as always. This year is really picking up full steam, just basically completing one feature for a post-production sound mix, and then on Sunday, so 2 days' time, I'll be starting another feature. So that should be, another 3 weeks of intense fun, as always. But I wanted to make this episode all about self-esteem. It's kind of a really weird one, kind of confidence, self-esteem, and how that kind of plays in. Obviously, other attributes are super important that I've kind of touched on already in this podcast, such as just attitude in general, work ethic. But a lot of these things are interconnected with self-esteem, especially when you're starting out, because it's a slog. Well, at least it was for me. Starting kind of 500 miles away from London, where I wanted to be, where I knew all the work was, and kind of making my way there without knowing anyone. Literally, I've never even probably visited London, other than to like see an aquarium or something when I was 10. So how do you do that? Well, I basically sacrificed a fair bit, and I didn't have that much to lose, to be fair, but I just basically managed to convince people that I was worth paying for a bus trip down, a little bit for the little gear that I had, and work on a lot of student projects. And there's a whole separate conversation about obviously starting out and like how you work for free and stuff. And I feel that everyone's pretty unanimous on student projects to some degree, or at least personal projects that are definitely not commercial if they have no intrinsic value. Or how else to look at it is that they have more value for you than you do the actual person, because the film is, especially at the student level, likely terrible, depending on the scale, first years compared to master's degrees and all of that kind of stuff. So, self-esteem and confidence. It's a really weird one that basically talking about it sounds like you just kind of have to be really arrogant about yourself, but the way I kind of set myself up for success in that way is that I basically over celebrated even like minor achievements, just to myself. Obviously there's no kind of I guess nowadays you could post it on Instagram or whatever, but just over basically celebrate is probably the right word. Just over celebrate and really kind of ground myself in the kind of small successes that I was having. So whether it was buying my first set of wireless G3s, like G3s, everyone knows that they're pretty standard. There's nothing too much to be excited about, but obviously for you now it gives, or for me rather, it was giving me the opportunity to then not have to rent anymore, and etc, etc, etc. So as you kind of progress not only up the kind of gear tech tree, but the but your actual work and where you actually want to go, just really, really make sure that you celebrate even the smallest milestones, because what that'll do for you is just keep conditioning yourself for that success. It sounds really weird, and again, maybe I'm getting a bit wishy-washy, and I promise you there's no kind of book with the secret at the end of it to purchase. It's basically treading that fine line between obviously then the counter, which is to not take your failures so seriously. Now obviously there's failures that in your career that are potentially criminal or result in your death, so again it's got to be within reason, a proportionate response. But generally a lot of things in your career, especially if you're starting out and you're doing those projects in student films and things like that, to just ground yourself into basically just being able to move on as fast as possible and try and take control of a situation. A lot of it to do for me personally is also about accountability. For me, I gain a lot of control by at least being, depending on whatever the scenario is, but proportionately like responsible in some way. Because as soon as you're accountable or responsible for a certain event or situation, then it kind of gives you power to basically be able to do something about it. Because obviously, if everything is completely out of your control on that kind of thing, if it really is everything's out of your control, then I basically yeah, I kind of don't worry about it too much because I literally couldn't do anything. But any kind of area that you can kind of take accountability and control is probably the best way forward. So building up that self-esteem and confidence and conditioning yourself for winning is going to be the real key to your success, in terms of then giving you the confidence to ask for more money or get on a bigger project or feel like you can not overstretch yourself too much, but keep stretching those muscles in terms of situations and conditions. So just like ice skaters that can do backflips, it's all in the, there's no real way to practice, or there probably is, but it's going to be hard. So don't just go straight for the backflip, just keep working your way up with different tricks. Cool. All right, so I will see you guys later.